Hello, welcome back to SMHR Heads podcast. I'm Samuel Liao, your British host, direct from, what's the city in London? Oh, London.
Oh, what?
London, UK, and so make sure to follow us on our social media down below. Leave us a listener's message at 484-519-00007. That's from the UK. And leave a listener message and you may be featured in a future episode. And we are still working on the WeChat, but we might be done by the time this comes out.
Maybe.
All right. Today's topic is, I actually don't know because I just flew in, you know. What is the question for today?
You made me want to talk in a British accent. Like, I feel like I should, like...
Come on.
Yeah, this
all
is
right,
the...
So...
Do you just want to do the whole podcast?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, sure.
All right.
Sure.
I was going to say Spain, because I realized that was...
It's the country down there, in Spain.
All right. We can just talk about, like, colors and perception.
Colors
in
my perception.
Oh, I do know that they spell colors differently.
Colors.
Oh, yeah, they do.
C-O-U-R.
I have a whole rant on Canada and how they spell color like the British way, and that's really wrong because they're in North America. They should be spelling it like we do in the US.
Wait, yes. I actually like spelling it like that.
What? It's wasting extra ink.
I don't know. It just,
every time.
It just makes me feel posh.
Okay.
I feel
hashtag
cool. And, like,
posh. If you're a British person watching our video, leave
posh
a comment
lake.
Down below. Hashtag
posh
life.
Lake.
Oh, posh lake.
Lake, posh life, and posh lake. Driving a posh car.
Porsche.
Porsche.
Alright, we're getting super off.
Yeah,
we're
It's alright.
Okay.
Colors and perceptions.
Yes.
Now, recently, one of our colleagues asked us whether if the color black did not exist.
I happen
that
to
was
be
the
colleague.
Yeah, he happened to be a colleague, actually. Okay.
Well.
What I think... Oh, I feel weird not talking in accent now. What I think... What I think is that it would just be weird because I associate black with, like, darkness. So, like, if I'm trying to go to bed, my room has to be completely black. So, like, how would I... Would it just not be black? Like, would it be, like, brown? Or would it be, like, white?
Oh, that's
like,
a good question. I didn't even think of that. Like, shadows, are they black? Or are they just absence of light?
Absence of light.
Right.
So if it was absence of light, would just be black. So black would become color anyway. Like we'd be like, oh, when all
what
lights
if,
are off and it's dark, it's black.
What if it just doesn't exist though? Like to me, my main question is like what would emo people wear?
Okay.
Because the reasoning behind this is like a lot of times colors are associated with like feelings.
Right.
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 So if a certain color didn't exist, would also like a feeling not exist? Or like how would that work? Or okay, I don't really know what I'm getting with this.
I mean colors don't result in feelings. They can just sometimes cause emotions. So I don't think that like I can only be happy if I'm wearing yellow. You know?
Right,
like
right.
I don't
true.
Think yeah.
So they're a reflection of your inside? Like
I mean,
so the color represents your feelings, not your feelings. Are affected by the color.
No. I mean, it's weird talking a lot in this because usually with like all six of us,
right,
like,
right.
I don't really talk too much. I know. I feel like I'm rambling a lot, but I feel like it's more like it influences how you feel, but it doesn't like change how you feel. Yeah.
That's a good point.
But how do colors influence?
Oh, that's,
like, that's so weird.
Why is yellow happy? And why is green disgust, like in the movie Inside
is
Out?
Is it
yeah.
Like, because it's what, like shorter or longer wavelengths, right?
Yeah, it's just wavelengths.
Yeah, but that's somehow, like how your eye perceives that somehow changes how you feel.
I think it's different for people too. Like, maybe they'll associate with something like, what if someone really loves the ocean? And like the ocean just calms them.
Oh.
Maybe they're like, oh, every time I see blue, it just makes me feel calm.
Right.
Or if someone's super scared of like the ocean and they want to like get away from it, and when they see dark blue, they might be like, oh, that's so scary.
Oh.
I don't want that.
Like dark blue represents like depths and,
yeah.
And scary stuff. Oh man, I can see that. Yeah, I know. Even some cultures, they see colors differently. So like in Vietnamese, they have a word. I forgot how to say that word, but the word. It's like it's equivalent to the Chinese word "qing," And in Chinese, qing, in old Chinese, or classical Chinese, qing could mean blue or green. Because in Vietnamese, they think of blue and green as shades of the same color. Which is like really hard to see for us, because we grew up with them very different.
Yeah, but I didn't see that, because there's turquoise-y, green,
blue. Right, there's turquoise-y.
Let's say someone's from Vietnam and they moved to like the United States, would it be hard for them to understand that there's another color? Like, would it, I don't know.
Right, I think it's like how we see orange, red, and orange as like orange, but some culture might like divide that.
But then my question would be like, because you said they saw green and blue as
like
shades,
the shades of different colors.
Yeah, shades of the same color.
Yes, same color.
Yeah, so like, then I would ask like, at which point would a color be considered
a
different,
different color
as to a shade of another
color?
Because like, we can tell if, like, okay, because for us, blue and green are different.
Like for example, look at Gilbert. It looks like orange and yellow, but that could literally be the same color, like just really dark yellow.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah, what if only one color exists?
And it's just like the darkest, you know?
Everything's just black, but a different shade.
Yeah, like light black, medium black.
Light black. Every color just called black. It's a light black. Light black.
Okay, but I also saw this documentary, or I think my Chinese teacher showed it to me. I don't remember. It was some Asian country, maybe Vietnam, maybe Japan.
Okay.
I feel like it's not Chinese, because I thought it was Chinese at first, but now that I think about it, it's the word should doesn't exist.
Should?
Should,
in
Chinese?
Could, would. Not Chinese. Because isn't it like inga?
Inga,
it's like some Asian country.
Yeah.
It's like should doesn't exist. So no one ever talks about what they should have done. It just never. So when they moved to America and she learned English and stuff, it was really hard for her parents to understand should and would.
Right.
Because they were just like, no, either you do it or you don't. It's not you should. You wouldn't, you could.
Okay.
I saw it in a TED video,
that's
I think.
That's cool.
Is that in Spanish?
Debo. Debo.
I think it's
Asian
would.
Country.
The Western nation. That's the conditional tense. So it's like, you would say like,
so it does exist.
Yeah, verbs ending
like Vietnam or something? I don't know. I can find a TED video.
With my
limited link it down below or something.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
People with no regrets.
Yeah, they're like very black and white about things, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is so weird.
And it affects how, like, the
how
language
they think,
and the
she was saying how it affected how she thought. Because
right.
When she went to America, she's like, oh, if I really want to do it, I could do it. But in China, it's like,
or in wherever
you did
it was,
do it.
Right? Yeah.
Or not China, sorry, whatever country it was. Like, you did do it. Or you did do it. It's like,
right.
There's no...
Yeah, that's so weird.
That makes you a very, like, absolute person in general compared to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
So weird how, like, the language, just the language itself, it changes how you...
Thing.
I love
like when you learn a language.
Yeah.
Like you, it's a different way of thinking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like beyond the culture, just the language itself. That's just so weird.
Yeah.
Like
the words.
I know. Okay, and we are going to take our sploosh break, and we just talked about languages. What coincidence! I'm doing a British accent. So call in 484-519-0077 if you would like to input or leave it in the comment down below. Follow our social media, which is in the description. This is Eric. This is Bethany. I'm Samuel, signing out for now. Flap, flap, flap. It's the same thing.
All right, welcome back from our sploosh break and wait, what?
We're back from our sploosh break.
I just realized last time, why did we introduce the number again? Because we were sending the video.
I don't know. I'm posting.
We were
like
wait, like all the information. We already did that beginning.
In case you forgot, or someone
anyway,
of our viewers have
Alzheimer's. Bye guys. Welcome back from our sploosh break.
Yeah.
We're gonna continue our talk.
Alright.
Yay.
So, we're talking about languages. I was curious, what languages do you guys know or are interested in? Let's start with Eric.
I know English.
What?
I know.
Whoa, really? Same.
Australian, Canadian. I know.
Oh, that's cool.
My Chinese is okay. My Spanish is okay.
I see.
That's about it.
Right, yeah. So, you like me grew up with Chinese.
Yeah. With Chinese households.
Do you learn Chinese or English first?
Chinese.
Oh, yeah. I learned Chinese first.
Yeah.
I learned Cantonese first.
You learned Cantonese first? Like, growing up? But I forgot
it all, so I don't know it.
Really?
How about you, Sam?
Yeah,
you
tell us about yourself,
Sam.
In episode either 2 or 3, you already talked about your language.
Right.
That was in the beginning.
Yeah.
Right, I did talk about the beginning. I'll say it again. I learned Chinese first, Mandarin, with a South Chinese variant. So like instead of like, you know, in Chinese there's the shi, and then there's the si sound. They're completely different, right? And
yeah.
So like anyone from South China will pronounce all of the SHs as si. So I'm trying to think of an example. Like, si is 4, shi is 10. But anyone from South China will be like, si, 4, si, 10. And like, that just sounds normal. Wait, you guys don't do that?
I don't know.
No?
My dad is from Taiwan, my mom's from Macau, so I don't know what Chinese I know. It's just different. Yeah, it's just different than like how my teacher speaks Chinese. So I don't know.
Right, yeah. Where's your teacher from? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
Not
Macau
Taiwan.
Or Taiwan.
Yeah.
I didn't know your dad was from Taiwan.
Yeah, he was born there and he moved to America when he was 4.
When he was 4? Oh.
So he didn't know Chinese.
Okay.
So he learned Chinese in college.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Her dad's actually really amazing. And that like learned Chinese from scratch and like studied it hardcore and now is proficient in it. And I keep fanning myself because it's hot.
Yeah.
It's real toast. Like South China. But
like
yeah. And then Spanish. Eric, you said you learned Spanish in school.
Yeah.
Why did you pick Spanish and not Chinese or French?
Or sign language.
Or ASL.
Yeah.
ASL.
Well, I picked Spanish because of Mexico. Because we have a Mexico missions trip twice a year. And I started going in like 7th grade. And so that was before I went into high school, and I was like, so when I got into high school and I could learn Spanish, I was like, alright, time to learn Spanish, so I can actually talk to these people. So, yeah, that's my first Spanish.
That's a good reason.
Yeah. I kind of wish I learned Spanish now, because when I was at Mexico, but I can, because it's too late.
Yeah.
It's never too late.
I mean,
I would have to do like Duolingo or something.
Yeah, Duolingo.
Yeah, when I went to Mexico for Mexico missions, I felt like I couldn't really talk to people. Like, I kind of could because there's still, like, I mean, even though there's a barrier, it was still, like, fun. And I could still, like, communicate with them. But I feel like it would have been way better if I could talk to them. So.
Yeah, I would definitely say, like, I know what it's like not going or not going and not knowing the language. Because I went in 7th grade, and at that point, I had no experience in Spanish. So, if I don't remember much. But I know, like I was really, like, cut off. I felt pretty cut off to the kids, you know? Because they can totally ignore what you're saying. Because they're, like, they try to talk to you, and then you're like, huh? And then they're just like, never mind. And then they go off and do their own thing.
Yeah.
They feel like they have this power over you. But then when you speak Spanish, they're like, oh, shoot. I have to
listen to this dude.
You can't, like, say stuff behind your back.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Who's that dude over there?
I mean, they still do.
No, they don't say stuff behind your back, they just straight up call you.
They straight up call you that. yeah. That's one thing I love about Mexican Spanish. There's a lot of, like, fun slang and a lot of things that, even though I know Spanish, and I feel like I can understand it good enough, like, Mexican Spanish is, like, is its own language. That, like, half the things they're saying is, like, all slang, and then you're like, what? And then you talk to adults who don't use slang, and you're like, oh, yeah, I know Spanish.
And they use, like, infinitives, right? Instead of actually conjugating.
That was cool. The first time I went, that, like, when you learn Spanish in school, or when you learn any language in school, they, like, make sure grammar is, like, number one. Like, you gotta know your grammar, you gotta know your vocab. And they drill you on the grammar to be perfect, every little, like, accent. But then when you go over to, like, Mexico mission, and they're, like, more impoverished, and their education isn't that great, unfortunately, that when they speak, they just use the infinitive of all the words. So in English, an example would be like, you want swim, or you want drink, like that, instead of like,
do
or
you
like,
want to have
yeah,
a drink? Do
yeah.
You, oh.
Yesterday I go store, something like that.
Oh.
And then, like, I remember hearing it, I was like, oh, yeah. I guess they haven't learned it like that.
But what if they're right, and you're just wrong, your teacher's just wrong?
That's
like
a good say it like that.
You can say it like that, because technically, I remember reading this book in elementary school. It's called Frindle. It's about how this guy makes up a new word called Frindle for pen, and starts using it, and convinces everyone that that's the right word. And it's about how language is based on what people say. What the people say is right, so like language changes
over time.
They're
the people who like actually use that language,
right.
So they're more right
they're
than like someone who's just learning it in school.
Right, or it's like what's accepted, rather than there's always a rule like is ain't correct or is gonna be correct in the next few years. It's already in the dictionary.
Really?
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I remember, did anyone do those like vocab tests in like third grade where it was like, correct the sentence, you're gonna eat food. I need to change gonna to going to.
Yes, yeah,
and then
I remember
was, like,
to.
The R-E instead of like the Y-O-U-R.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, yeah, I always have to change gonna
that. Yeah,
to
yeah.
going to.
So in school they teach you what's called like standard proper English, and then like, there's rules for English, and you learn those rules, but then when you speak it, it gets shortened, and everything, like, you kind of ignore the rules, or there's different rules for spoken English.
Yeah, what are some, like, social rules, though, for, like, spoken English there, do you think?
Social rules?
Like,
for,
saying please and thank you, or like...
Like, for here, or for...
Here.
For here, like, I guess depending on where you are, like in the South,
mm-hmm.
yes ma'am, and yes sir
yeah, yeah.
are required. That's so cool. I think we should bring that here.
Wait, really?
What?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Oh,
makes
I
me feel like...
No idea.
Like here,
like
if you...
In the books I read from the South, it's like,
right.
yes ma'am.
Yes ma'am. Yes sir. And
yeah,
they do
yeah.
that. Yeah,
yeah.
If you watch modern Southern videos, shout out to a channel called It's a Southern Thing, where I learned so much about Southern culture. That's
what?
A cool channel. Look it up. They use yes sir, yes ma'am. If they're older than you, you're going to call them sir, ma'am. And it's like, they say, like, oh yeah, like, kids these days don't respect their elders anymore.
Respect your elders.
Yeah, and kids from
well,
the South,
like,
you
also,
know.
Like, I feel like Asians, they say auntie and uncle.
Oh,
like,
yeah, Asian
like
churches.
I, yeah.
And then you see, you go to the English side, oh yeah, just call me Thomas. I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, it's like, oh.
That
oh yeah, I never call him Uncle Thomas.
Yeah, I mean, you don't.
Really, I do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I call him Thomas when I'm talking to him. But I call him Leader Thomas, or like
Leader
Thomas. Yeah, yeah. Because he's not old enough to be uncle, but he's not a youth, you know? He's not
Wait.
The same age as you.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Wait, we can cut this out. But when Eric Fang was like, bye, Davey, to my dad, I could feel my dad be like,
Wait, really?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
He didn't say uncle. We can cut this out, but...
Just bloop out the name, but...
But yeah. But yeah, it's just a cultural thing. Like some like of my friends, like they're white, and their mom's like, oh no, don't call me like Mrs. Just say my name.
And you're like,
say my name.
All right. Oh, that doesn't sound
yeah,
right.
It's
like disrespectful.
So
yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's less like here in America. There's less of that like respect. Like, in their culture?
Especially the West Coast, yeah.
Yeah, it's more like casual. I mean, it's good, like, in terms of, like, you can be friendly with people.
Yeah,
right.
I saw this one
yeah.
thing online, it was like, thank you so much.
Hi, girl. Thank you for hosting.
Sure, sure. Have some, berries.
Right,
thank you.
Thank you.
Snack
Dolce.
Comment snacks if you made it so far.
What was I saying?
We're talking about how in Western culture, like being casual
yeah.
is cooler, but you also lose like, does it lose respect? Yeah.
Oh, I just saw this one thing. It was like I remember me and my friends were talking about it. It's like the mom's like, oh, we just want to be like best friends. That's why they call me by my first name, you know? But I feel like for like some other cultures, it's more like your respective friends instead of being like friends with them.
Right.
They're like authority instead of
right.
like. Best friends, you know, but
I like that. Like, some ways, like, I fist bump my mom and dad, and they're like, they think you're really happy.
Yeah, you fist bump my parents.
Yeah,
like, oh,
they're really happy.
They're so happy at
yeah.
parents.
I don't think of them as friends, because, you know, you respect your parents, and they have authority over you for good reason. And that makes you a good human being, in some ways. Like, you learn how to, like,
respect
obey in society, yeah,
yeah.
and respect other people's authority. But in ways, it's like, it's really cute to see them, like, is cute the right word? It's really like
yeah,
nice to see them
really
like open up and be friendly.
Like at Mexican Mission, Sam was like, oh, Auntie Allison! And she's like, oh! And she was like surprised and
yeah,
happy.
Yeah.
yeah! It's so funny. I was like, oh. But yeah.
Language is such a big topic, and I'm studying linguistics, and I could talk about this for hours, and it's so great. But thank you for joining us for SMHR Heads. And
tune in next week
for another episode. Follow our social media and
shout out to iHeartRadio. Please download the app and listen
Ooh.
To our podcast on it.
Ooh, that's
Wait,
crazy.
We're on iHeartRadio.
Yeah, we
yeah.
are. But tune in radio.
Tune in radio also.
Also tune in radio.
That's
also
an important
Podbean.
One. Podbean. Shout out to our 3 followers.
That's Podbean.
So,
all right.
Bye.
Bye. Sign off for now.